North Shore Today,
the area's only daily news podcast
on msonewsports.com.
Along with Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, and this is North Shore Today for Wednesday, April 15, Tax Day. It is April 15, 2020.
Governor Baker was out at Bourne yesterday at the Joint Base Cape Cod at Buzzards Bay, opening up more potential hospital beds for the state.
But our data is showing that we have some very difficult days and weeks ahead, and that's precisely why we're here today and planning for what we call the worst-case scenario. We certainly hope we don't have to use these beds, or certainly not all of them, but we wanted to have a plan to make sure that we could if we needed to. We've also started to talk with folks about reopening, but we would think at this point in time that we have a lot of work to do before we would put a plan like that into motion. But that is why, in many respects, we launched our first-in-the-nation contact tracing initiative. That's why we're making more and more testing available, because we think at the end of the day, testing, tracing, isolation, quarantine, those are big parts of any legitimate effort and play a major role associated with any attempt to reopen.
It was also learned this week that Massachusetts is partnering with several other northeastern states as to making plans for the future, such as reopening the economy.
Many of those states are significant commerce, trading, and travel partners with us. And the most important thing I think we all need to do when we think about reopening the economy is to do it safely and to do it in a way that ensures confidence in the public that it will be done in a way that doesn't create a rebound, an echo, whatever kind of phrase you want to use with respect to what we've just all been through for the previous few months. The second thing I would say is we are in a different place in terms of our surge than some of those other states are. But I do think it's important for us to collaborate and cooperate where it makes sense to on a go-forward basis so that we know what they're doing and they know what we're doing. And neither one of us, none of us, does something unintentionally that disadvantages or damages the others.
Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker.
In Lawrence, essential businesses could face fines if they are not in compliance with the governor's orders. Here's Lawrence Eagle Tribune reporter Bill Kirk.
Yeah, well, the mayor and his administration have been pretty aggressive on this thing, probably because the numbers in Lawrence are so high. I'm not sure. They're getting close to 1,000 cases in Lawrence. I mean, as you might imagine, it's a pretty congested city. You know, it's like the problem they had in New York City where, you know, everybody's sort of jammed in together. But what he's done is there's businesses that they call essential businesses. And these are, you know, convenience stores, grocery stores, any place that, you know, any place that's open, I guess, right now. And what the mayor was concerned about was that people were getting too, you know, were not going along with the 6-foot distance rule. And I don't know if you've been out, but I went to 7-Eleven recently, and they have X's on the floor where you have to keep, you know, 6 feet behind the person in front of you. They've done the same at Shaw's, and they've done something similar at Market Basket. In that case, they put a line. So when you're standing in line, you're always 6 feet away from the person in front of you. So what he's saying is that if these businesses don't, you know, the essential businesses don't comply with this, he's going to have inspectors going around doing spot checks and fining these businesses, you know, to implement these guidelines or rules or whatever they are. I mean, there's a lot of terminology being thrown around by the state and local government as to what's a directive versus a guideline versus a suggestion. I think, you know, in the end, they're just trying to keep everybody to stay as far apart as possible from each other.
With the Eagle Eye on the Merrimack Valley, that's Lawrence Eagle Tribune reporter Bill Kirk.
Nurses at North Shore Medical Center say that they do not have enough protective equipment to deal with the surge of COVID-19 patients at the Salem Hospital. Paul Layton writing in today's Salem News that nurses have had to hunt down masks and gowns and have unknowingly cared for infected patients without proper equipment. According to a statement issued Tuesday by the Massachusetts Nurses Association, quote, the reality of what we face on the front lines at North Shore Medical Center is much different than what is being portrayed to the public, says Kathy Chevis, a registered nurse at North Shore Medical Center. She's also on the union's bargaining committee. Quote, our staff are being stretched to their breaking point. Laura Fleming, a spokesperson for North Shore Medical Center, said that the hospital is following all safety and equipment recommendations of the Center for Disease Control and, in some cases, expanding upon them to distribute N95 masks more widely among the hospital caregivers. Much more on this story in today's Salem News.
Taylor Ann Bradford's writing in today's Gloucester Times. Gloucester's biggest event of the year has set backup dates in the face of the novel coronavirus pandemic. The 2020 annual St. Peter's Fiesta will take place from June 24 through June 28 with the understanding that if postponement were to occur, a rescheduled, modified event may be held on September 12 and 13. The June dates were unanimously approved April 8 by the Planning and Development Standing Committee. The September dates are subject to City Department scheduling confirmation and approvals at the May 7 Special Events Committee meeting. St. Peter's Fiesta Committee President Joe Novella was quoted as saying, because of the virus and we don't know what's going to happen before that time, we would like to submit a request that if we needed a backup date, it would be for the weekend of September 10 to 13. Novello added that if Fiesta organizers had to change the dates, he's not sure if their contracted entertainers and amusement companies would be able to switch gears due to other engagements. Keeping up social distancing during events that historically bring lots of people to small areas of the city was an additional concern of the Fiesta president. More on the story in today's Gloucester Times.
In its decision earlier this month, allowing pretrial defendants to seek release due to COVID-19, the state Supreme Judicial Court included a list of offenses that would be excluded from consideration. Julie Manganis writing in today's Salem News that Eric Jalbert was charged with one of those excluded offenses, trafficking in fentanyl over 12 grands. After police found what is now alleged to be three times that amount of the synthetic opiate, more than 30 grams hidden in a fake soda can in a Salem apartment in January of 2019. He's been held on $50,000 bail in that case. But on Tuesday, the former Salem man was ordered freed from custody to await trial at his mother's home in Beverly after his attorney told a Salem Superior Court judge that Jalbert had tested positive for COVID-19 at the Middleton jail. In other coronavirus news from around the North Shore, Saugus Town Manager Scott Crabtree says that they will be extending the due date for personal and real estate taxes to June 1st.
Sean Horgan's writing in today's Gloucester Times. The New England Fishery Management Council voted overwhelmingly Tuesday to postpone final action on the draft groundfish monitoring amendment to accommodate commercial fishermen trying to survive the grip of the COVID-19 pandemic. Meeting solely via webinar, council members voted 12-5 to postpone final action on Amendment 23 beyond its June meeting when it is expected initially to vote. The amendment will set at-sea monitoring levels in the Northeast multi-species groundfish fishery. Many of those voting for the postponement expressed concern that fishermen have enough on their plate managing the economic and social impacts of the pandemic without having to deal with the complexities of the amendment and the need to develop public comment. More on the story in today's Gloucester Times.
You have been listening to North Shore Today, a daily news podcast produced by MSONewsSports.com. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thanks so much for joining us. You can always email us at MSONewsSports@gmail.com. That's MSONewsSports@gmail.com. It's Wednesday. Have a great day. Don't forget Connections tomorrow at 10 a.m.